Hello everyone and welcome to Toonami Therapy on April 18th of 2020. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
This amounts to essentially a bonus episode, really. Due to some changes, we're going to, for the foreseeable future, we're probably going to be recording on Saturday. Yeah, the Saturday after we actually watch the stuff. And since we didn't really, that would mean waiting like a week and a half to do anything, we thought, well, why not watch some of this non-Toonami stuff in the meantime?
Yep.
So, I guess we can get right into it. So we got ReZero episodes 16 and 17. So in this... So Subaru tries to get help from people to go and stop the crazy cultists from attacking, and they're all like, "No." He's like, "Please." They're like, "No." He's like, "Pretty please." And they're like, "No." And he's like, "Okay." So then he just goes with Rem and comes up with the idea of trying to evacuate everyone. But then, so they get that Otto guy who has the same voice as Tanjiro from Demon Slayer. and then they're like going with all the carriages to try to pull that off. But then a big monster appears, which is the end of episode 16. Let's see. So then we get, to 17 and, oh, wait, there was one thing I did want to mention, and because this was something that was weird. So, in the original first timeline, when, Subaru leaves, he gets that green-haired girl all angry at him, and she, like, announces, "We will now be enemies." But then, this time, he's still leaving before I think he was supposed to, and that doesn't happen. She's not, like, all upset about that or anything.
Did he die, though?
What?
Did he die in between here? I don't think he died.
No. Because, well, here's my... So the first time is after he... after we get that sort of cringe festival episode.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so so that was a little weird. Maybe, I mean, it can't just be that maybe because he left later or something? I don't know, it's kind of weird, but
I thought that happened in the second timeline.
Well, they left, I thought the second time... line. The second timeline was when he gets so traumatized by everything, he just becomes comatose. And then and then they apparently heal his stuff, and then they're okay with him leaving. So, I don't know. So second episode, which is the one where I have many questions. So they get attacked by this big, giant, white whale thing. Or whatever it's called.
Picard's white whale.
What?
Picard's white whale.
Yeah, white whale. Wasn't that the, wasn't that like the expression for like when you become obsessed about something from Moby Dick or something?
Yeah.
So then the thing's actual name is white whale. The thing about this is you never know if that's intentional or not because, you know, this is a Japanese show. I mean, they know some, like, obviously Western things. Like, there's a zillion, I'd say references to Alice in Wonderland, but then I'm thinking, actually, they're probably based, their knowledge probably is a Disney film rather than the book. Then again, that's the same thing for most people in the Western world, I would think. Rem apparently sacrifices herself to kill the thing. Then they figure out it's coming after Subaru, so Otto is just like pushes him off the cart. And then apparently it either wasn't going after him or didn't really care or whatever, because he's okay. So he ends up back at the, oh, and here's a weird thing, though. So when he's like, you know, screaming, he's like, I don't want to die. And I'm like, dude, you've died so many times. Shouldn't you be used to this by now?
And wouldn't dying actually be, like, a good thing at this point? Because
yeah. It really did remind me of that bit in that game, Ghost Trick. I think I mentioned this to you before, but just to make up one of the mechanics of the game, because basically you're kind of this ghost and you're trying to sort of solve your, like, murder and stuff. But you have the power to, if you find someone's dead body, you can then connect to it, actually communicate with their spirit. But the big part of the game is the ability that you can then rewind time to 5 minutes before they died and try to save them. But anyway, there's this one character you keep coming across who's kind of helping you, but they keep, like, dying. So you keep having to, like, save them. And like, this one point when you talk to them, they just go, "Ha ha, I died again." I just, like, I even wrote down the conversation. So she says that, and then Sissel, I think that was the name of the character, goes, "I thought you'd be a little more grave under the circumstances." And she says, "Well, this is the third time, after all. It's scary what a girl can get used to, don't you think?" So there's that. They all get there. Everyone's forgotten about Rem, which I actually kind of... I was spoiled on that part because I didn't remember it from that, like, re-zeroing 5 minutes or whatever it was, but there's a joke in the guy's, like, No Game, No Life video of that thing, and there's just this joke where someone, because this, where in, like, in the No Game, No Life, there actually is a part where everyone, except for one person, forgets about someone, and the explanation is convoluted and it gets sorted out, but I just remember the joke where, in that video, where, he's saying, I'm talking about my brother. You don't remember him?" There's a bottom person in, like, again, this is like the parody video, says, "You mean Ram?" And she says, "No, I don't mean Ram." That was a funny video. But anyway, too many tangents. So Subaru tries to convince Amelia to go in, basically, once again, a case where I'm like, Subaru, there has to be a better way to do this. And then things get weird, because so he decides, "I'm going to tell her," but then this thing happens, but seems to affect her instead of him, and she, well, it's unclear if she actually dies or not, but then he apparently just, because it's weird, because it's light and then it's dusk, so I think he just stayed there for hours holding her rather than going, "Hey, can someone help?" So then Beatrice comes in, and this is the weird part, and she doesn't, like, say, "Wait, what's going on here? Did you kill her or anything?" She's just like, she just rattles off some weird nonsense and just sends them all, and then just opens this portal and sends them away.
Yeah.
And then they get attacked by the cultists. Crazy cultist leader does more crazy cultist rambling. And then Puck shows up.
Yep. So what did you think of these episodes?
So I was... ReZero is weird because it's like I watch it and I enjoy it and I want to keep... And I want to see the next episode to see what happens. But then afterwards I look back and I'm like, wait a minute, what exactly was particularly great about these episodes? there was one other thing I wanted to mention. This was something that kind of bugged me. So Subaru is going, like, "Well, where," like, you know, talking about Rem. And they're like, "Who's Rem?" He's like, "You know, your sister." And she's like, "I don't have a sister." And he's like, "Well, what about, you know," and she's remembering it differently. And I would just like when this sort of thing, and I'm just thinking, okay, there's magic involved. Does no one think, at you would think that someone would, like, say, okay, so either there's something weird affecting you or something that weird affecting everyone else, so let's try to figure out what it is. But no one does.
Yeah.
That was actually, there's this, I won't get into too many of the details because I'm probably never going to get around to writing it, but I had this idea for, like, this sort of little short story. Not necessarily, like, this sort of series of story things about these people who would, you know, kind of do these investigations of, like, you know, weird stuff. And one of the things was where everyone forgets about someone other than another character. So their, like, reaction is to actually look at it objectively and try to figure out whose memory is has actually been altered or not.
Mm-hmm.
And such like that. Actually, an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation did this. It's this one where people are disappearing and Beverly Crusher is the only one who can remember any of them. And the characters treat it, you know, rationally. They try to figure out, okay, is there something wrong with her mind? Is reality getting altered somehow and she's the only one they can remember? They actually look at it like that and try to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
And it just annoys me that, I mean, to be fair, part of it is that Subaru is not actually acting rational at all, which is actually increasingly annoying me.
Yeah, he's so obsessed with Amelia that he's just acting so irrational.
It's not even Amelia. It's like the part where he acts all weird and stuff about Rem rather than trying to explain, look, I have memories, you don't. Something must have happened. Maybe it's affecting me or maybe it's affecting you, but we should figure out what it is.
Yeah. Maybe the reason why he's not saying that is because if he does, then he's going to have that thing tug on his chest again. So,
but he doesn't even try it.
Yeah.
Which was another thing where I'm thinking and this was something I meant, I'm monopolizing things, I feel, but it was just making me think, so if he can't tell people specifically about the time traveling thing, it seems to me a great way to explain, okay, this is how I know this stuff, is just to say, I have some kind of special precognition gift, and I can sometimes tell when catastrophes are going to happen, and that's how I know it. Because he could even, like, point to previous stuff. See, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. And that would explain it, and, well, maybe it would still trigger the thing. Who knows? But, again,
Actually, he's going to do that in a couple episodes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, he's going to use something that everyone thinks is magic, so then they believe him. So.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. I kind of wish you had mentioned it before, but sure, that's something that could work. That reminds me of, did you ever watch that TV show Psych?
No, my sister was really into it, though.
Okay, you know what the premise is, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like the same, it would be like that. He's actually really great at noticing things, but he just pretends to be psychic as to how he's getting information. Mm-hmm. Like the episode where he ends up just stumbling upon a crime where, because he was, I don't know, he was breaking into something for some reason, I can't remember. So he, like, directs him to it by going, oh, I'm feeling visions! Okay. It was decent. It's just that really weird turn it took, especially with Beatrice just acting so weird. I don't know if there's what the explanation for that is, but
yeah, I think the explanation is just Subaru must suffer. That's pretty much it.
Okay, so let's see, was there anything else I wanted to mention about that? ReZero is the series, though, that I do have the most comments on. I like, yeah. Some of this, to be fair, isn't just, is like, because I write the stuff to make sure I remember it, but okay. Oh, one last comment. I'm sorry, I've got all these things. In the I think it's the second episode, there's the part at the beginning where everything is really dark and it's actually kind of hard to see what's going on. And, like, someone says, I can't see anything, it's too dark. And I was just like, yes, that's how the viewer feels. It's like the joke everyone made of this one Game of Thrones episode where everything was dark and people were actually complaining, I can't actually see what's going on. Okay. Okay, so that's ReZero.
Yep.
Then we're on to... So that was episode 16 and 17. We're on to Shangri-La episode 11. So, let's see. So, honestly, mostly what happens in this episode is Karin doesn't want to go outside, but then she goes outside.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it's a little confusing, to me, at least, even watching it a second time, so I can understand where you'd be confused, you know? It's just, I guess it's trying, well, I don't want to spoil anything, so, yeah.
It did kind of just leave me with a feeling when I was done watching. I was like, wait, that was the episode? I mean, there was some other stuff, but it really wasn't that other than that. You know, you saw some of, I can't remember, that other guy. The one who has the maybe crush on Kuniko. But and some of the other people, but really mostly it was just Karin, and it just, like I said, well, she doesn't, well, she meets a guy who's maybe real or maybe not real. It's confusing. And then he tells her to go outside and she goes outside. At least there's a cute cat. So, yeah, I wasn't really that big on this episode, which is funny because for a while she was one of my favorite characters. But then we get an episode about her and it's just like, well, I don't want to go outside. Well, I went outside. The end.
Well, whenever she does finally, like, interact with humans, that would be kind of entertaining. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And, oh, golly, this whole thing is just me, like, saying random comments on things. But there's something I noticed. So when she's talking to, I can't remember the name of the other person, like Zhong, Ryung, something like that.
Like Zhang or something, Zhang?
Yeah, him or Clara's. And I was just noticing, well, you only see your avatar, their avatars. Like, this is the future. Shouldn't they be doing something like Skype? I mean, I get the fact. Sure, this was made. Actually, when was it made? Oh wait, no, the light novel. The novel was released in like 2004 / well, it looks like it was released in two parts, 2004 and 2005. And by that point, I don't think Skype existed then, but back then, did they have that? I'm sure they must have had that kind of face-to-face technology. Look, it doesn't even matter to, you don't need to know about people in the 1990s, they had the concept, back in the, or before then, people had the concept of that kind of face-to-face easy, like, thing. They had that in the original Star Trek.
Yeah, but that might be the intention, that they don't want to show their faces because they're affecting entire nation's carbon levels, so they don't want anyone to see who they are. So,
okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yes. Also, Skype was released in 2003. I don't know if so there. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I retract that criticism. Whew. So yeah, I'm just waiting for the point in which they meet the others and that kind of stuff. Because it still seems like it's just kind of wandering about somewhat aimlessly.
Yeah, it's so much setup. that it's taken a while. Yeah.
I wonder, because I can't look at the book to find out, because there isn't an English translation, and honestly, it's kind of it seems a little bit hard even to find a Japanese version. But I was wondering if maybe it was one of those sort of series like, the big example I could think of was this thing called, series of books by Harry Turtledove that was his alternate If the Civil War Was Won by the South things. It was called Timeline 191, but, so I'll just go with one more people I've heard about, like Game of Thrones, the book. It just keeps switching between all these different characters and such. And I was wondering if it was like that, if there were like several viewpoint characters and it just swapped between them repeatedly, and then that kind of thing might have worked a little better because it would have been focusing more specifically on their stories. And then they would later come together or something like that?
Yeah.
Wonder if it might have worked a little better in novel form.
Yeah, I asked people if it was possible to find the if they ever translated it, but I guess they never did. So and I don't think the manga was ever translated either. In fact, it's almost impossible to find, period. And
I have no idea like how faithful it is, because I looked at this because I actually, when I was looking up some stuff on this, I saw this this volume of the manga, and I looked at like the first on the cover, and I'm like, wait, is that supposed to be Kuniko?
Yeah. Yeah, she looks really weird in the manga. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the only way to do it would be to learn Japanese. So, get going on that. Pick up the Genki series. That's what we used in college. Of course, I forgot most of the Japanese I took. Like I said, I think it's because because you just learn stuff and you didn't relearn it and review stuff like we did in Spanish, which is why I can remember so much Spanish, I think. But that was just my class there. Okay, so then we got, we finish off with season 2, episode 9 of Konosuba. So, So they have more wacky adventures around the town with some funny stuff. I did like the part where they actually go to the place where Aqua and Megumin were, and Megumin is just like kind of sitting in this corner looking all traumatized.
Yeah, my favorite part though was that confessing scene. That was so funny where Kazuma's trying to get Aqua to come out, and she keeps on acting as if he's confessing to her, and it was just so funny. In fact, Aqua might have surpassed Darkness for my favorite character in this episode, because Aqua was just so funny. And then that scene, whatever, that other guy comes in confess, and she says, "Remember these words: the goddess Eros pads your chest." And it's like, just keep on repeating those words: the goddess Eros pads your chest.
Honestly, I think one of my favorite. Well, I like the part where they're mentioning the thing about how they're saying, oh, they're talking about Darkness, and the person says, oh, the kids are stoning her, and it's just these kids throwing these pebbles at her.
and she's enjoying it.
Yeah. So that was Anyway, so Aqua becomes convinced that someone is causing problems in the water, but people aren't listening to her because she's kind of annoyed them. So she tries to tell them that she's actually Aqua, but no one believes her. And that just makes them really angry at her.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, this is one of my favorite episodes. I really liked it. It's really funny. I don't know if I've laughed this hard for any other episode. Aqua was just amazing this episode.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I'm curious. We've only got one episode left in this season, so we'll see how things end.
Mm-hmm.
This season has been entertaining, but, well, I mean, I guess the whole series has been, to a certain extent, a bit aimless, but...
That's okay with this, though. I mean, I whenever I originally saw the first episode, I was like, wait, is this supposed to be this funny, or what? I didn't understand it at first, and then I realized it was supposed to be humorous. So then ever since that, I was like, okay, it doesn't really matter what happens in the plot. All I care about is if it's funny. So
I guess it's more the fact that I'm not saying that it needs to like have a great direction, just more the fact that I'd like to see something happen this season to put them forward in the thing, because in the previous one they at least, you know, fought that like Dullahan guy and beat him. So I'm hoping for something like that this in the last episode of this season, which I mean it might, because Aqua was talking. If Aqua was right, then they would have someone to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so so that was Konosuba. That's all of our shows. That was a pretty quick. Actually, not so quick, because I went on, I had so many comments on ReZero. but that would be them. So, I mean, I guess we can rank the three of the three.
Yeah.
So that would be Konosuba, ReZero, Shangri-La.
Yeah, same order for me. It's kind of obvious. So, yeah, that's what we had this week. And now we have to start thinking of what we're going to have replace. Food Wars. Like, what's going on with that?
Well, let me double check on that. Because they said, this is apparently... So Toonami is not bringing back Food Wars, sort of, where it's being replaced by an older series called Paranoia Agent, which, looking at a few things, some people kind of liked. So
some reason, okay, this is totally random, but Paranoia Agent, like, whenever I hear that series name, it makes me think Mob Psycho 100. Am I even close on that?
I don't know anything about Paranoia Agent. I just saw this I was just like seeing like some people discussing them, and some people were saying, yeah, that was a kind of cool series, I'd like to see it again.
Okay.
So there's that. But so Food Wars is not coming back, but they said that they were hoping to have it come back. The problem is that the getting the rights for the later seasons is a different process than the first two. I think they're owned by a different person, or they're owned by multiple people this time. The point is, if they want to keep going, they have to renegotiate things somehow. So they're hoping that they'll get it back, but they are not sure if they will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are with Food Wars.
Yeah. Where can you see Food Wars online?
Well, Crunchyroll, are we talking subbed or dubbed?
Both.
So the whole thing is available on Crunchyroll. Well, the whole subbed thing is available on Crunchyroll. And High Dive, but Crunchyroll doesn't have the dub. High Dive, I think, is the only place that has the dub, they have the first three seasons dubbed.
Okay. Maybe we can pick up with the sub in Crunchyroll on number episode or season three. And so I can see what some of these, or not see, but I can hear what some of these characters sound like in their Japanese versions, and maybe compare them. You know, that might be interesting.
Yeah, it's going. It looks like this is and season three is actually let me just double check. Yeah, season three is much longer than season two. Season two is only 13 episodes. The next one is 24, like the first season was.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's a few of the voice actors I really like. And then, and like Aaron does, I don't really care for her English voice. Like, whenever you first said it, I was like, okay, I'm okay with it. But then as it went on, I was like, yeah, Erina just doesn't sound right. So, of course, that might be the direction they had with it. We'll have to see what her Japanese voice sounds like to see if...
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that would be something we might pick up in the future. We've still got a few weeks before we have to decide much of anything.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll get to that, then. All right. Yeah. So, in a little slight bit of personal news, I actually did go back and watch, this thing I was listening to, someone was talking about Pop Team Epic and they're saying, oh, I kind of enjoyed it. So I decided to kind of look back on it. So I watched the first two episodes. I'm still not huge. I kind of liked it. I thought it was decent this time around when I really disliked it the first time. I think it's a show you have to know exactly what you're going into when you watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, whenever they show it at the cons, they'll like show clips of it. Whenever you go to a convention and go to some panel, and then it'd be like, oh, this is really cool. But then whenever I watched it, I didn't, you know, I was like, okay, you know?
Yeah, it's, you need to know, because I like knew going in it was going to be kind of a silly comedy series. I didn't know that it was going to basically be nothing but a series of memes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
if you know that going in, I think you'll enjoy it. Like I said, I still wasn't like big on it, but I liked it a more than before. I got a few more laughs out of it when I knew that this was supposed to be like absolute non sequitur comedy, where a lot of times the comedy isn't because there's like a joke to it, but just the sheer crazy ness of it. Like a part where someone's like saying, do you want beef or I can't remember the other food to eat? And one of the characters is looking all like super angry and stuff. And the other one just says beef. And then that the first character, like, you know, everything's fine. He goes, your life has been spared. It's like there's not really the joke is that there's like not logic really to it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's something like, I mean, I've always talked about my love for Boba 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 Bo, which is completely insane and crazy, but there's usually a bit of a logic to it. There's like the joke is more just like the silliness or goofy. It's not just complete randomness. There's a method to its madness.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yeah, you have anything else? You have anything to say?
No, not much has happened in the last few days. So yeah.
All right, everyone. So that's been our show for today. We'll see you again next week when we'll talk about the stuff on Toonami, which actually starts in a few hours.
Yep.
So, we'll see you then, and you can catch our previous stuff at toonamitherapy.podbean.com or toonamitherapy.com.
Okay. Bye.